When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, good morning to you. On a, it's turning out to be a pretty good weather day out there. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Thursday morning here, getting closer to Christmas and New Year's and all that stuff. The NFL playoffs, course, stretch run, 4 games to go. We'll get you set for the one seed implications as we approach the weekend. You know, one other thing, with the 0-4 Eagles a little bit back into focus this week because of T.O. and Donovan and that whole brouhaha thing getting rekindled yet again. You know, it dawned on me, and I never thought of it before. So, no 20-year reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Now, maybe it's just a byproduct of the Eagles don't do reunions for anything other than a championship.
Which
maybe
we don't even know that they do. Do they?
I don't know.
They do? I mean, like,
I don't know.
We're going to find out.
Rhea, do you ever remember an 80 reunion like in 90 or 2000 or 2010?
I thought they did something with the, I'm going back a ways, okay. Something with the, not the 80, with
the 60 team got honored on the 50th anniversary, but they won the title.
I just remember, maybe it was just guys being honored. I thought it was like Seth Joyner. Maybe it was when Reggie was still alive. Like, I thought they'd gotten those guys together.
I don't know.
And then the Eagles went out and got smacked by Seattle at home.
No, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about after Reggie died, which, by the way, we're right around the 20-year anniversary.
Because it wasn't
December. They honored Reggie the next year after he had died by putting him in the Eagles Hall of Fame. And it happened, unfortunately, be the same night the Eagles got smacked by, I think it was Seattle, 42-0 or something.
Ugly.
It was the worst game ever.
It was a shellacking.
It was horrendous. But, the thing is, I don't know. It never dawned on me. Like, the Phillies they do everything possible. And I appreciate that as a fan. I also know with football, you only have about 7 or 8 minutes at halftime before players come rattling back on the field. The kicker's got to warm up. I mean, John, would you, and the reason I ask is because I don't know if they avoid it because of T.O. and Donovan. John, would you like an 0-4 reunion? It's a little late at this point, but would you
start setting up for the 25-year?
Right, let me ask two questions. James, would you as a fan, now the team didn't win at all, but it was a glorious ride until like the last 10 minutes of the season. Would you as a fan, James, have liked an 0-4 reunion?
Absolutely.
John, would you as a player have liked an 0-4 reunion?
Well, sure. I mean, it'd be great to see the guys. I don't think it's something I ever considered until you just brought it up.
I wonder if they avoid it because they don't do it in football because they get such little time at halftime, or if it's a T.O. Donovan thing. I don't know. Like the Phillies don't know what to do with Lenny Dykstra. They hold reunions. They don't invite him, and they can't invite him. You can't invite Lenny Dykstra. I just wonder if they don't lean into it because they don't know what to do with the T.O. Donovan thing.
I mean, they have to do one in 2027, right? Like, we're assuming...
Well, of course.
Well, that's what I'm asking, though. I'm saying, like...
But that team did win it all.
I know they did. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just assuming they have to do something with that team,
I
right?
would hope so.
Of course. What are you celebrating with 04?
Well, I mean, it's like the 93 Phils.
We went to the NFC Championship again and finally won it?
Well, the 93 Phils got to the World Series. You guys got to the Super Bowl.
So you celebrate that?
I mean, 0-1 Sixers has been some of that. I mean,
John doesn't appear to be very hip
just
to it.
John is
just know this, John. In my lifetime, two championships, man. I'll take anything I can get. That's all I'm saying.
That's
all
just right. Not how it works, all right.
The,
I guess.
Well, maybe that's what it is. Hey, by the way, the one seed obviously could play a role in who wins the Super Bowl this year. So let's just get you set for the stretch run and what's up ahead. So after last week, nothing really changed as far as what – let me see, how can I put this? Detroit still obviously has the inside track. They're 12-1. Minnesota has the next inside track. They're 11-2. Then come the 11-2 Eagles. Here's what has to happen, and it gets complex. I'm going to try to keep it simple, okay? Basically, the Eagles got to win all four, and Detroit's got to lose twice. But you also got to hope that Minnesota doesn't win all four, because if Minnesota wins all four, then Minnesota's going to be the one seed.
Yeah, so Minnesota has to lose once, Detroit has to lose twice.
Pretty much. That's basically in a nutshell. Detroit's four. Okay, let's give you the Eagles four games first. These are the.
I will say, though, I would rather Minnesota be the one seed than Detroit.
I agree.
If we had to choose.
Totally,
you know? Yeah.
No, for sure.
That would be great, actually. If those are our two options, either the Lions are one or the Vikings are one. It feels like we're not going to be one, guys.
I don't think we're going to be one. I don't feel confident.
It is slipping away. It has all but slipped away.
No, I don't think it's all but slipped. Because when I read this Detroit schedule, you'll know. All right, here we go. Eagles first. The Eagles should go either 3-1 or 4-0. Here are the Eagles games. Home versus Pittsburgh, at Washington, which they could lose. Probably won't, but could. Home versus Dallas, home versus the Giants. That, to me, smells like 3-1 or 4-0. Here's Detroit. Home versus Buffalo. All right, that's one. You got to hope the Bills win.
The Bills are terrible, and they've lost all three.
And the Bills also don't have a ton to play for.
Okay.
On the road, I mean.
You know, they're going to be the two or the three seed no matter what.
But hopefully they're angry off of last week's loss.
All right, at Chicago, at San Francisco. That's on a Monday night, home versus Minnesota.
So you're rooting for San Francisco tonight to be still in it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm rooting for a lot there. So, all right, that's them.
They play Minnesota.
Yeah, well, and that
think
could be
about that game,
and that
that's
could be the
crazy.
Flex, dude. That could be a flex game Sunday Night Football end the season.
I think right
where
now
it could be the one or
you
the
can
five
bet
seed
on that being the flex.
Well,
right
isn't that crazy?
Depends
it
if
depends.
Minnesota keeps the heat.
Exactly, because if it's the for heat. The one seed, it'll be there. But they don't like to have games where, like, if the Eagles game matters for that game. Yeah. And they won't have, they'll have them at the same time.
But it will be wild if we're watching Sunday Night Football at the end of the year. Winner gets the one seed, loser gets the five seed. That's a hell of a drop.
Yeah, it is. And then it also sets up where Detroit could be coming here in the second round, too, in that case.
For sure. Yeah. All right. Then the other team to keep your eye on is Minnesota. And guys, don't sleep on them in two ways. One, they could get the one seed. Two, they're pretty damn good. 11-2. Here are their four games. Home versus Chicago on Monday night. They should win that. At Seattle. Could lose it. Probably be a slight favorite. Home versus Green Bay at Detroit. So, you know, just keep it in mind. Stretch run is on.
So just quickly looking at that Week 18 schedule, I think the only other two games that could possibly be Sunday night in terms of it mattering to both teams, potentially Seattle versus the Rams could have NFC West implications, or San Francisco versus Arizona. Other than that, like, there's no game that can shape up to have implications for both teams.
Yeah, but there's another thing that could lead to Sunday Night Football. Saquon going for the record.
That too, sure. Mm. Yeah, especially if there are no games that matter head-to-head where it's all kind of set up already, then it could be.
And if they think the Eagles will play their starters. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, that plays into it.
That could really be a factor.
You know what stinks about this Sunday? The Bills-Detroit game is on at the same time as the Eagles.
That's a bummer.
I was hoping it would be the earlier game, but.
Yeah, I get it. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Sean in Delaware. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Let me get you off speaker.
You ready?
I just wanted to say I'm so sick of all the A.J. Brown drama, and it just feels like at times WIP is running their own soap opera, like Real House Husbands of Philadelphia.
Well, I would encourage you to remember this, Sean. It was A.J. that began the whole thing. It was Brandon Graham that put, like, six extra logs on the fire, and none of that had to do with any commentary by any host on WIP. We react to what occurs.
I want to remind you that you're the one that started all this. First thing Monday morning when you got on the air, attacked A.J. Brown, pointed out that passing comment that he said that there's a problem with the passing game. and you said that not only was that him attacking Jalen, but it was unmanly by him.
Well, I didn't say unmanly. I didn't use the term unmanly, but I feel very confident.
You're the one, Joe.
I'm the one.
You're the only one.
Yeah, Sean, I feel very confident he was talking about Jalen Hurts, and I think Brandon Graham knew it as well, and that's why BG said what he said.
My thought. You know I'm making a point, so you're trying to chop me off.
Yeah,
so
but
I can't
no, I'm not trying to cut you off. We will eventually if the insanity continues, but I'll say this. Your point is foolish.
No, because then what you said is to prove my point that A.J. Brown's not manly about what he did.
No one said manly. What are you talking about?
I don't know where the manly thing comes from.
And then you played Sirianni, and Sirianni said the exact same thing. He said there was a problem with the passing game.
Well, they're all trying to cover it up right now, Sean. They're trying, and they should try to cover it up.
Sean, why did BG say what he said? Hey, Sean, why did BG say what he said? Why did he say what he said?
Because
the camera Sean.
Good talk, Sean.
Sean, that's ridiculous. It's okay. It's all right.
You and your
middle. Sean, hold on. First of all, let's put him on hold for a second. Tell Sean to move his mouth away from the
phone.
Yeah, we can't
phone
understand
receiver,
a word you're
we
saying,
we can't
Sean.
Understand you. So, Sean, I am trying to give you a chance here to make a further
you know what
whatever
of yourself.
Of yourself. All right, so, Sean.
Like you did.
Go ahead. Go ahead, buddy.
You came up and you said he wasn't manly. Then you said, here's how a real man answers the question. And then Sirianni, the first words out of his mouth were, we have a problem in the passing game. Then he said,
Sean, let me ask you a question. Do you remember in 2000? Hold on. Do you remember? I do. In 2004, about two or...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
3 weeks before the Eagles completely moved on from T.O. Not that this situation's near that, because it's not. Do you remember, John, you had been, 05, I should say, not 04. You were gone at this point. Ray, you'll remember this well. Yep. The Eagles made Terrell Owens.
Yes.
read a public statement of an apology to Donovan McNabb.
It was a train wreck.
Right?
Yes.
No, everybody knew it was a farce.
Oh, it was total.
It didn't mean T.O. didn't believe what he believed, but he went in front of the cameras and he tried to make nice, and that happened sometimes. I was going to go back to Sean. He just hung up. All right.
That you created all of this, Joe. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Next time, don't tell tell Brandon not to say what he said. Tell AJ not to say what he said. Could you please?
Brandon did say he misspoke.
Yeah, but he was
that
he was covering up. Brandon was covering up for what he had said.
They are saying things that you are saying you don't believe.
Yeah.
I don't believe.
Yes.
Them.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
don't
yes.
believe.
Yes.
I believe them.
I think what they said is I think what I heard AJ say is he spoke out of turn. There's a difference between misspoke and out of turn.
And there's what should be public and what should be private.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Correct. Yeah, but Brandon's...
And again, on top of this, A.J. Brown went through this last year.
Totally.
Like, he could have answered the question in a way that didn't cause... Oh, I just meant... He knows. He's not an idiot.
Right.
A.J. Brown is a smart guy. He knows that if he says passing, that no matter what he intends, people are going to take it a certain way.
No question.
So,
I do feel confident what he meant.
Of course, of course. That's my point. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have said it that way if he didn't mean it.
I'm confident.
John,
in a different
AJ
reality.
Brown did not mean I'm not running my route good enough.
You're right.
Not at all.
Okay, that's not what
he was
talking about.
More than that.
Yeah, but he wasn't talking about the way the offensive line's blocked.
And again, I'd like to clarify. He didn't say passing game. He said passing.
You're right.
I've been in locker room.
Some people
with
misread
guys.
That.
Guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've passing. Been in the offensive huddle with guys who have said passing and meant. All of it.
No, he meant give me the ball.
That's okay.
And
you, again, you're telling me you don't believe what's been said.
I don't. I applaud them for covering up the reality, but you know, sure, we all know what, I mean, most of us know, other than John and the last caller, what the intent was. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day.
I play football also.
And I watch football.
I believe that passing means a lot more than just the quarterback.
Yeah, but I believe in human nature. And I think I read this one right. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
I think what Brandon Graham did this week was calculated as an Army general would make a move for the ultimate long-term goal. Brandon Graham wants to win a Super Bowl, whether he's on the team actively or not. Bottom line, he did what he had to do to get these guys together, and it shut down as quickly as it started.
No, I tend to agree with that. I mean, I don't know if it was as calculated as him knowing driving to Chickies and Pete's and he was going to go that strong, but I think it's a reasonable chance he went in there very intentionally.
It's pretty much what Howard said when he was on with you earlier.
I mean, because he kept going and going and going and going.
And again, the question was about the football game. The question was about the Panthers game, and he went right to that.
Yeah, no, I'm of that mindset.
One of the most natural hitters ever developed by the Phillies in recent history, for sure. If you let Alec Boehm go, you are crazy. This kid is a prolific hitter. You got to keep this guy.
Well, he's not prolific.
Prolific is a strong word.
Prolific is way too strong.
He was probably the most consistent, dependable hitter on our team for the last couple of years when you look at the big picture.
Well, Bryce. But he may have been second. And the irony is he actually is more of a contact guy.
Honestly, funny enough, Turner has probably been second, as bad as he was in the playoffs. I mean, he had the highest average on the team this year ever since the ovation. He's probably been their second best
hitter. But if you really look at it, it was really only August of 2023.
Well, I'm saying since the ovation straight through last year.
Well, since the ovation, but if you go back before the ovation.
I was saying last season, after Harper, Turner was probably their best hitter.
Okay.
Kind of wild that Joe DeCamera is getting food delivered to him on the air. I seem to remember him going off on Seltzer during the midday show for eating a sandwich. What happened to the no food on the air rule, Joe?
It's very simple. Very, very simple. If Seltzer is going to talk, he shouldn't have food in his mouth. If I'm going to talk, though, after just getting food served to me like a king, then food in the mouth is humor. That's known as
hammer
humor. And with that, I applaud myself. Thank you, sir.
Whenever Joe DeCamera is interviewing people, I always wonder if they know this guy thinks they're talking to, thinks chickens have four wings.
and sits on his bidet for fun. Time's yours, Captain Cantaloupe.
Captain Cantaloupe.
Oh, Wechter at the end there. That was good.
Am I going to be asked on a presidential debate stage if the cantaloupe thing is real?
No, because you're not going to be on a presidential debate stage.
Seltzer.
So you don't have to worry about that.
Seltzer.
Stop pretending.
Would I have your vote? Because you know I bring nothing but common sense to the situation.
Yeah, sure, Joe.
No.
No, it's fine. If you actually run for president, you can have my vote.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. And frankly, I was disappointed last month that I didn't get more write-ins. I should have gotten more write-ins. I'm just saying, I should have gotten more write-ins.
More than zero?
But I appreciate those that did write me in. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Reminder, make sure you book Joe Conklin, it's near the last call to try to book Joe for a private event, obviously in the lead up to the holidays or the New Year's. You're going to have a New Year's party, whatever it might be. I don't know what days he's available, but I know he is available for hire at joeconklin.com. To get Conklin in your living room, your basement, your office party, whatever it might be, joeconklin.com. And also know that you can see Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the, I'm going to say it right, Asplund Theater at Westchester. Thank you. Westchester U, Friday, February 21st, and also the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey, Saturday, February 22nd. It is the story of Philly sports through music. Tickets make great, great holiday gifts. And can be gotten at joeconklin.com. All right, we get right to turning two. Who or what surprised you? Belichick going to college football, really a surprise for many of us. Who or what surprised you? Best answer is going to win the tickets to see Jim Gaffigan. We move quick. Patrick, give me something that surprised you.
I don't have a thing to surprise you.
Oh, no.
But I just want to thank you for taking my call, and I'm closing in on 80.
Oh, good man, Patrick.
Wow.
Really want to thank you for making WIP enjoyable in the morning.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to mention, I have only questions, but I'd like to mention about Jalen.
Sure, go ahead.
Going back and forth with his play. In 2022, the Super Bowl year,
yep,
he had a passer rating of 101.5. In 2024, this year, he has a passer rating of 102.4.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot less passing. Enter Saquon Barkley. In 2023, he had a passer rating of 89.1. More passing than any other year with, yep, 15 interceptions.
Yep.
Now, there's a lot of coaching changes that went on from 2022 to 2023. And in 2024.
Yeah. Hey, Patrick, real quick, because we got to wrap the show to get to Joe and Hugh, so let me respond to your comments, and I appreciate the call. Look, they're obviously asking him to do less, but he's doing a great job not turning it over. Great job. And that's part of how he keeps that quarterback rating high. Let's get to Jeff. We're turning too fast, and we wish you a happy 80th birthday coming up, my man. Jeff, give me who or what surprised you.
Nick Foles.
Interesting.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Okay.
That's a big answer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I can't say I was utterly shocked because we had seen 2013.
But he would out-duel Tom Brady in the Super Bowl?
I know.
I was shocked.
But 27-2 was pretty amazing.
I know, but it never felt as good as he felt in the Super Bowl and in that
The answers we got, Reggie leaving and Norman Brayman not offering him a deal. Saquon signing with the Eagles. The Red Sox coming back from 3-0. Nick Foles. What do you want here?
I like Foles. Foles
Saquon
of the Red Sox, but I don't think we can pick.
Too, though.
No, but that wasn't that crazy. It was crazy, but it wasn't that shocking.
What, which one, John?
Miraculous.
Saquon, he's saying.
Coming home was pretty miraculous.
I thought so, too. I was pretty shocked.
Amazing.
I really
Penn
was.
Penn State guy.
At a certain point,
really
you could see coming that he was leaving the Giants. That,
yeah,
that's what I felt.
Yeah, as shocking as Nick Foles out-dueling Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
But how he spent the money on a running back was new.
As shocking as the Red Sox coming back from 3-0?
I don't know. I'm not picking the Red Sox.
I'm not either. I'm picking Nick Foles.
Fine. Nick Foles. God bless him. Nick Foles. All right. Congrats to Jeff. He just called with that winning answer. Everyone have a wonderful rest of the day.
All right, guys. It's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.